Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Wednesday afternoon. Boy, it's been a beauty, gotta tell you. No complaints on my part. Austin's gonna be all over the weather for us in just a few minutes here. Giving us that long range forecast. Looking pretty good. Zeros across the board, basically, for the next 7 days in terms of potential chance of rain. So we are trending in the right direction according to the weather here. If you were expecting me to be talking about a lot of smoke in the northern skies of Pensacola today, yeah, it was supposed to be like that. The Forest Service had. Basically, what they did, they canceled the 45-acre prescribed burn that was going to be over at the UWF property around Pate Street, and it was scheduled for today. Forest Service officials saying the cancellation was weather-related. Prescribed burn will be rescheduled at a later date. So we were not talking about that earlier today. So you didn't miss that. But you did miss during the 5 o'clock hour. If you went around with us, Blue On, who's Eric Bramer, was right in talking about. Diamond, the 8-week-old puppy that's going through training over at the stadium this year. This is their third dog, by the way. And we also spoke about the team, how it's shaping up, the new manager coming into town. And then we dove immediately right into the water with Ray Palmer, president and CEO of Pensacola Sports, discussing tomorrow night's big matchup, East-West. Local hockey seniors battling for the All-Star Series soccer game at Ashton-Brosnahan. That gets underway tomorrow. The ladies, girls/ladies kickoff at 5, or tip-off. What is that, kickoff? Is it a kickoff or a tip-off for soccer?
I'd say kickoff. You're kicking the ball.
There you go. So we're going to go with Austin on that one. 5 o'clock for the ladies and the boys, men, 7 o'clock. Once again, Ashton-Brosnahan, a great production put on by Pensacola Sports.
And just about 6:15 here. Hopefully I can put on a lovely presentation of traffic and weather brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure and your retirement is at risk. You can take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Typically around this time every afternoon, we see a lot of our traffic issues begin to simmer down. We do have some backups, though, on Highway 90 still if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 73, low of 50. Should be a beautiful day.
You're kind of mumbling about that financial world there for a second. Thanks. Nice kind of a lead in here. Stocks indie mixed today as investors continue to keep an eye on NVIDIA. Laura Kantner has those numbers.
Wall Street is bracing for NVIDIA's fourth quarter earnings results after the closing bell. Stellantis is providing a weak outlook that failed to meet analysts' expectations. The automaker said it does expect to have profitable growth again. Revenue and shipments fell last year amid product delays, low demand, and high prices. Stellantis is the parent company of several popular brands, including Jeep, Dodge, and Chrysler. Shares of AppLovin tanking Wednesday. 2024's top-performing tech stock hit with short seller reports that accuses it of misrepresenting the app's services. Stocks ending Wednesday mixed, the Dow finishing down 188, S&P 500 up almost a point, NASDAQ up 49. Laura Kantner, Fox News.
And President Trump held his first cabinet meeting of his second term earlier today. He touched on a number of topics, including how his administration is working towards an end to the Russia-Ukraine war, and also promised any cuts to the federal government will not impact Social Security or Medicaid.
That was an interesting meeting. I saw it earlier today on Fox Midday News. And Elon Musk was very, very outspoken at that meeting. Very interesting in what he was talking about in terms of what he's taxed to do in terms of turning around the economy. Parents in New Jersey are outraged after state laws say that transgender athletes can participate in women's sports, and they are demanding the state abide by federal law. Alexis McAdams is in Hoboken, New Jersey.
In New Jersey, still, biological boys can compete in girls' sports at the high school level. Parents say they're fed up. They want answers. They want the governor to speak up about this and follow Trump's executive order. The New Jersey Association that regulates the state's high school sports says it will not change current policy that allows any transgender high school student to participate as the gender they identify with. The group says the policy has been in place for more than a decade, and they think it has led to zero controversies. But the policy defies federal law. It goes against President Trump's executive order to keep men out of women's sports.
And we were talking about Trump's first cabinet meeting from earlier today and talking about all the topics that tickled his fancy. Well, tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico are set to take effect April 2nd. That was one of the things he was talking about. He said after the tariffs go into effect, Americans will see something that's going to be amazing. He said he's also slapping 25% tariffs on the European Union soon, claiming the 27-country bloc was formed to screw the United States.
Oh, wasn't that nice?
Yeah, you can't say the guy doesn't tell it like it is. My goodness.
Okay, somebody's richer today after purchasing a winning Florida Lottery Fantasy 5 ticket. Happened up in Molino. The quick pick ticket was sold at the Molino first stop. This is over on Highway 95A and was one of three winning tickets in the February 24th drawing and is worth $35,513. The other winning tickets were sold in Oakland Park and Miami. Winning numbers, here you go, 7, 17, 28, 29, and 35.
And the bodies of four more Israeli hostages set to be released by Hamas tonight. Spokesperson for Hamas's military wing says the militant group will release the bodies according to terms of the ceasefire deal with Israel. So far, 29 hostages have been returned out of 33, a number that was agreed to in the first phase of the deal.
Okay, and they're not returning those the way that people want. These are bodies.
Yes, unfortunately.
Research suggests the number of Americans who identify as Christians has declined steadily for years. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
A Pew Research Center survey of nearly 37,000 Americans finding 62% of U.S. adults call themselves Christians, down from 78% in 2007. Roughly 29% identifying as religiously unaffiliated, 5% as atheist, 6% as agnostic, and 19% identifying with the phrase nothing in particular. Data also suggests there's an age gap, with 46% of young adults identifying as Christian compared to 80% of older adults. But it seems the U.S. remains overwhelmingly spiritual, with 83% revealing they believe in God or a universal spirit, 86% believing that people have a soul or a spirit, and about 7 in 10 Americans believing in heaven, hell, or both. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Rick Scott launching an effort to ensure Medicaid payments aren't paid to dead people. Yes, that's a headline. We got details on how he's going to do that and more coming up in just a few minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. I have no clue, but that's okay. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with us here.
I love how whenever it's music that you know, you say who the artist is and give a little bit of insight on them, and then when it's someone you don't know, I don't know who that is, but it's fine.
It's fine. You learn. You know, I'm enjoying it. Thank you, Austin, spinning those tunes this afternoon.
Yeah, I got a little bit of everything.
Okay, in 19 days, go ahead, count them. The Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce presenting the 38th annual St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl happens on Monday, March 17th. The event will feature this year, get this one, 18 beach bars, restaurants, and go ahead, throw in the hotels. In the crawl this year with the green fireworks, 8 o'clock, lighting up the Pensacola Beach sky.
Wow.
So that's over at Mommy Beach. So check that one out. That should be a lot of fun. Listen, there is a kind of misled mayor, a suburban Chicago mayor. Okay, not Chicago, but a suburban Chicago mayor.
Right.
Has been very out there in left field for quite a while. Well, there is now a political shakeup in that suburban city of Chicago. Jeff Manasso has the numbers and report for you.
Embattled Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard, the subject of an independent audit and FBI probe over mismanagement and questionable spending, predicted a landslide win in Tuesday's primary, which happened for her challenger, Jason House.
We faced 4 years of intimidation, 4 years of failure, and tonight is the new day for the community of Dalton.
House, a Democrat, overwhelmingly defeated Henyard by about a 7-1 margin and moves to the general election in a solid blue community. Henyard's political future remains uncertain amid legal and financial investigations. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, just past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads. Did have some backups on Highway 90 still, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 55. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 73, low of 50.
Okay, 6:27, News Radio 92.3. Here comes your TMZ news break.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ Minute. Drake canceled his Australia and New Zealand tour dates due to a scheduling conflict, his rep confirms. The massive stage setup made it tough to move between cities quickly, forcing him to postpone multiple shows. Drake's team is working to reschedule, and fans can keep their current tickets or request refunds. Kanye West wants no part in the Bad Baby and Alabama Barker drama, calling it, quote, AI beef after Bad Baby used his voice on a diss track. Ye says he clears all music samples automatically and he had no direct involvement. He even said he spoke to Travis Barker to clarify. Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered a risk assessment investigation to determine if Eric and Lyle Menendez are fit for release. Experts will evaluate their past actions and rehabilitation before any parole decision is made. I'm Wild, and that was the TMZ Minute.
Yes, he is wild.
Yeah, he's a wild card.
He's a wild guy.
Mentioned this before the break. Rick Scott launching an effort to ensure Medicaid payments aren't paid to dead people. Senator Scott announced yesterday he's reintroducing his Live Beneficiaries Act. It would require states to verify on a quarterly basis if a recipient of Medicaid benefits is alive. Scott estimates the country has wasted tens of millions of taxpayer dollars each year on Medicaid checks for dead people.
You know, a lot of people make mistakes by putting the wrong thing on those internets. You know, because it will come back to bite you if it's weird, things like that. But let me just kind of give you this story. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard stated that over 100 employees participated in inappropriate chat conversations while at work. Lucas Thomason has the latest from Washington.
President Trump's director of national intelligence has fired now more than 100 people in the intelligence community across 15 agencies over their alleged ties to these licentious conversations on an internal message board. Tulsi Gabbard told our own Jesse Waters last night she also revoked their security clearances. Now, the Manhattan Institute's Christopher Rufo broke the story, exposing these chat logs from the National Security Agency's messaging platform, showing a group of people allegedly using it to discuss pornographic sexual fantasies under the guise of diversity, equity, and inclusion. A spokeswoman for Gabbard says DNI Gabbard will ensure the IC refuses their mission to protecting the safety, security, and freedom of the American people and rid the IC of the DEI nonsense the Biden administration pushed for 4 years.
That guy's voice sounded a lot like Michael J. Fox's. That's just an observation.
No.
Has nothing to do with with the story there. But Florida wildlife I noticed.
No.
Florida wildlife officials are supporting President Donald Trump's move to rename the Gulf of Mexico. FWC Executive Director Roger Young says he's issued an executive order to comply with the renaming of the body of water to the Gulf of America. Young broke the news during a commission meeting in Tallahassee earlier today, saying staff will update all of the agency's documents as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to do that. I'm always talking about Representative Michelle Saltzman being just a hardworking lady and in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Well, she is now proposing a bill, and I like this, giving parents, because I am one of those, greater access to their children's social media accounts. Saltzman is sponsoring House Bill 743, restricting social media companies from allowing users under 16 to use encrypted messages, and requires social media companies to grant parents or legal guardians access to their children's accounts. Why not?
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Hamas returns the bodies of more Israeli hostages as phase one of the ceasefire deal winds down. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
An Israeli security official reports Hamas handed over the bodies of four Israeli hostages, noting this comes as a Red Cross convoy carrying dozens of released Palestinian prisoners left in Israeli prison.
President Trump holds his first cabinet meeting, which included Department of Government Efficiency Chief Elon Musk. Fox's Jackie Heinrich with the story.
President Trump's cabinet getting FaceTime with the man trying to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in the agencies they oversee.
Just the interest on the national debt now exceeds the Defense Department spending.
The president signing an executive order compelling agencies to end unnecessary contracts and justify what remains.
Democrats have been critical of the cuts, saying they will hit vital programs. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Eli Lilly said it will invest at least $27 billion to build four new manufacturing sites throughout the U.S. as demand for its weight loss and diabetes injections soars and the company develops new treatments. The announcement brings Eli Lilly's total U.S. manufacturing investments to more than $50 billion in recent years. Shares of AppLovin fell 13% today as two short seller reports questioned the integrity of the company's AI-powered Axon advertising software. Once a catalyst that helped drive the tech giant to become the top-performing tech share last year, the Axon model is now being called a house of cards by one analyst. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street, with the Dow falling 188, the S&P 500 grew by a point, and the NASDAQ was up 48. U.S. crude oil futures for April reside under 69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andy Gresh with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Tax Slayer. Start filing for free today at TaxSlayer.com. When you start to look around the NBA, who are those teams that are rounding into shape? We know the Celtics have dealt with some injuries. It feels like they're starting to peak. How about the Golden State Warriors? Looks like they're a team on the rise. Keep an eye on the Denver Nuggets. Not only do they have health, they have experience. I'm Andy Gresh.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the fluoride question with Bruce Woody, the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Had a really good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about parade security for this weekend and impact from changes in the federal government to the city of Pensacola. Gulf Coast Gun had a pretty unpleasant news day involving the seizure of some of their weapons for disputes over a loan. And then Chris Smith, the owner, made a bunch of comments on Facebook explaining it. You can catch all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price are kind of delving into some sports here today. This weekend, another brutal road trip as Pensacola faces Roanoke. Two-game series Friday and Saturday. Ice Flyers returning home to our very own ice March 14th and 15th. Matching up against Quad City, puck dropping 7:05 for both of those games, of course, in the basin. I was looking over here at the programming schedule for ESPN Pensacola. Very interesting lineup for Saturday for basketball. Kicks off about 11:45. Well, should they tips off about 11:45?
Yeah.
Alabama, Tennessee, and then at 5:30 it's FSU Duke. Wow. A couple of good games.
Yeah, Alabama, Tennessee, obviously SEC rivalry, and those two teams have had phenomenal seasons. And Florida State, I'll just say they could make quite a ruckus if they were to upset Duke. Isn't that game? And that's at Duke?
It does. Yeah, I think it is. Yes.
Well, if so, it'll be an especially tall task.
Yes, it is. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Good games. If you have not checked the lineup, the programming lineup on ESPN Pensacola, shame on you.
Yes. Also want to let you know that our sister station, you can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Right.
We not only have Jordan Glass doing a live broadcast during the Sun Belt Conference tournaments, but that is also your home for March Madness this basketball season.
And I understand tickets going out. Is he giving tickets away?
I believe Jordan, yes, ESPN? On our socials, he did advertise something about winning your way into the Bay
nice.
Center. For
very,
that.
Very nice. Yeah, that's coming March 4th through 10th over at the Bay Center. 14 teams in town from the Sun Belt Conference.
And if you want details, you can check ESPN Pensacola's Facebook.
There
because
you
I don't want to steer you wrong.
Okay, let me talk some NBA real quickly here. Luka Doncic and the Lakers. Big win over his former team, Dallas. That was wrenching game for him. I'm sure it was
very loaded emotionally.
I mean,
he was with
Dallas 7 years. I mean, come on. So he had to feel something for that. Also, we've got a portion of a story coming up here about another NHL record, scoring record could be broken. Jared Max has more on this.
Fox Sports Update.
Playing against the Dallas Mavericks, surreal for Luka Doncic.
I don't know how to explain it. I think in first quarter, second quarter, I don't know what was happening. It was just different. I can't even explain how it felt.
Luka Doncic with TNT after he played his first NBA game against the team he spent his first 7 seasons with, until he was traded just over 3 weeks ago from the Mavericks to the Lakers. In Los Angeles last night, Doncic registered his first triple-double as a Laker. 19 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists. The Lakers beat the Mavericks 107-99.
Luka, how does it feel being over?
Great, man. I can't wait to go to sleep, honestly.
You have earned a beautiful night's rest. Congrats on the win, Luka.
Thank you.
Luka Doncic with TNT, he scored or assisted on 51 of the Lakers' 107 points in his first game against his former team, the Dallas Mavericks, who were led by Kyrie Irving with 35 points.
2.7, Durant running back to the three-point line for the tie. No! Hammer, nail, coffin, this baby is over!
On FanDuel Sports Network Southeast, 299 points combined, the Grizzlies outlasted the Suns in overtime, 151-148. Alex Ovechkin scored again, number 883 for his career. The only goal for the Capitals in a 3-1 loss to the Flames. Ovechkin needs 12 more goals to break Wayne Gretzky's record as the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer. The all-time leading scorer in the WNBA, Diana Taurasi, announced her retirement Tuesday. The only player in WNBA history to total over 10,000 points, Taurasi told Time magazine, "Mentally and physically, I'm just full. That's probably the best way I can describe it." Taurasi finished her pro career with 10,646 points. She was a 14-time All-Star and 5-time scoring champion. Also won the league title 3 times with the Phoenix Mercury, twice named Finals MVP. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All righty, and since we were talking about college basketball earlier and talking about some updates that are going on around the scene, we got some college basketball scores for you with a lot of ranked teams here. Number 8, Michigan State at number 16, Maryland. That game already in the second half. Maryland has a narrow 27-24 lead, so we could see a home upset for the Terps there. We got the top-ranked team in the country, number 1, Auburn, hosting Ole Miss. That's a rematch for them. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Auburn up 40-25. And then the biggest game remaining tonight is probably going to be St. John's, number 7 in the nation, 24-4 on the year. At 8 o'clock tonight, they travel to Butler. Butler looking to get out of the red. They're 13-14 on the season.
Okay, let's bring it closer to home a little bit, east and west. It is the high school All-Star Series soccer game tomorrow evening. Right. Starts at 5 o'clock. The Pensacola Sports event showcases top players from Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Escambia County High Schools. The series, of course, it takes place over at Ashton Brosnahan and features two matches. The girls start at 5, the boys at 7. And we'd like to thank Ray Palmer, President and CEO of Pensacola Sports, joining us this afternoon.
Yes.
Gave us a nice rundown on what was going on and what to expect in that game tomorrow night.
And Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel spoke to reporters at the NFL Combine and said star wide receiver Tyreek Hill had surgery on a ligament in his wrist. McDaniel said Hill will be ready to catch a football in the summertime going into training camp. In other news, McDaniel said the team is planning on not having starting left tackle Taron Armstead, I never know how to say that, in 2025. The 33-year-old is considering retirement but has not made a decision just yet.
Potato, tomato, you know how that goes.
Taron.
Either way. Okay, don't forget, 7 days, 2025. Sun Belt Conference men's and women's basketball championships returning once again to the Bay Center. All 14 Sun Belt schools going to be competing March 4th through 10th in a single elimination tournament. The winner, by the way, clinches an automatic bid to the 2025 NC2A Division I men's and women's basketball tourneys. The Sun Belt teams include App State, Arkansas State, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, Georgia State, James Madison, Louisiana, ULM, Marshall, Old Dominion, South Alabama, Southern Miss, Texas State, and, of course, locally, Troy.
All right. And Apple keeping the company's DEI programs in place. The company shareholders voted to forge ahead Tuesday, opposing efforts by conservatives to get rid of the programs. The Trump administration has targeted similar programs, accusing them of being discriminatory. But Apple's just the latest of big-name corporations to take sides on this matter.
Okay, thinking about maybe investing in your future here tonight. Here you go. Powerball, $248 million, $113.4 million, your cash option. Heading out the door, play wisely. Good luck to you tonight.
And Chris, you would agree, and I'm sure as a father you can relate to this, you would agree that it is wise for parents to give their kids sound financial advice.
Absolutely.
When it comes to handling
early
money.
In life.
Right. Got to prepare them.
Absolutely.
And a new study from Bankrate focuses on financial literacy in America, with analyst Alex Gailey saying that parents need to teach money matters to their kids. 66% of Americans, she says, grow up with a strong financial education, go on to have successfully negotiated pay raises during their careers. However, that compares with 39% of Americans with little or no exposure to money lessons growing up.
Yeah, and you got to put it on the table here. The green stuff is real. The Monopoly money is not.
Right.
So you separate the two on that one. Yeah, I started really teaching Harry and Tyler early age. Money and open up the bank. I went and introduced them to our banker.
Right.
I think, in my opinion, I think having a solid relationship with your banker is probably one of the most important economic and financial things you can do. Mm. Your banker can help you through a lot of rough waters. So it's good to know your banker if you have not done that as of yet. Let me shift gears on you real quick, if you don't mind. Country stars join a new music competition show. Oh, what is it, you ask?
What is it?
Here's Michelle Polino.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. There's a brand new music competition show coming from Taylor Sheridan and Blake Shelton. The Road will launch in the fall on CBS. With country superstar Keith Urban leading the series, the premise sees Urban heading out on tour, and along the way, he will begin a search to discover the next big musician. So singers will join to open for Urban at venues nationwide, and they'll battle to win over local crowds for a shot at the next city and a tour spot. Country music duo Maddie and Tay announced their fourth album, Love and Light, out May 2nd, with 16 tracks like Free Like and their latest, Kissin' Cowboys. The ladies drafted bluegrass sensation Brian Sutton and Academy of Country Music guitarist and two-time Specialty Instrumentalist of the Year, Danny Rader. The duo sought to turn up that country bluegrass sound and land somewhere between the sound of Shania Twain and Miranda Lambert. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Just past 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not too much going on the roads here. Maybe have some slight backups on Highway 90 near Avalon Boulevard, but that should clear up sooner rather than later. And as for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 73, low of 50.
All right, big security change for this year's Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade. Bayfront Parkway, Main Street, is going to be closed an hour before the parade begins from Wahoo Stadium to Veterans Memorial Stadium. Mayor D.C. Reeves.
If you park in the Commandantia lot over by the ferry landing, for example, you're not going to have to wait until the street sweepers are done to go to exit on Bayfront and get out onto 9th Avenue, Gulf Breeze, et cetera. You will, now, certainly, Palafox will continue to be blocked off, you know, because that's where they're sweeping the street. But, you know, I think there's going to be some egress after immediately following the parade, not waiting for the street sweepers, which could be several hours after that.
You know, I got to rethink this whole thing about my parking strategy. I saw the maps come out, was it going to fly for me because they locked my place in. my secret spot.
And we're going to have Mike Wood on tomorrow, right?
Thank you. We're going to be talking about at 5:12. Mm-hmm. Mike Wood, Pensacola Police Department. We're going to talk about parking, give you some ideas.
Sounds like a much-needed discussion.
Yeah, you know, and that's why we did it. And I got on his schedule. I got on his schedule back on Monday because I knew we're going to get you ready, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get you ready for the Friday Illumination Parade.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Saturday's Grand Parade. So Thursday was the optimal time to – so it'd still be fresh in your mind.
Yeah.
When you went back to, when you go down there to go park in your secret spot and there's a barricade up, you're going to go, what?
You won't be blindsided.
And then your wife will reach over to you. You should have listened to him on 92.3.
They talked to Mike Wood. Dadgummit. 6:48 here.
Oh, we have some thoughts, don't we?
One final check of the stock numbers for you, just to give you one last reminder this evening. Wall Street closed mixed today amid concerns surrounding President Trump's trade policy. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 188 points to 43,433. The S&P 500 gained a point to 59.56, and the NASDAQ rose 49 points to 1975.
I will tell you this. The federal government, Trump administration, is not messing around with this boys playing in girls sports. It's getting to a point now where it's time to set some examples. Mm. And at least three states facing legal action from Attorney General Pam Bondi after they defied an executive order signed by President Trump banning biological men from women's sports. Alexandra Hoff has the latest from Hoboken, New Jersey.
In New Jersey, biological boys can still compete in girls' high school sports because the New Jersey Association that regulates the state's high school sports says it's not going to change its policy that allows that. The group says the policy has been in place for more than a decade and says there's been zero controversies, according to them. But this policy defies federal law. It's against President Trump's executive order, and it sets the stage for another legal battle. Attorney General Pam Bondi threatening legal action if these states do not comply. She wrote a letter to leaders in Maine, California, and Minnesota. And now families think the Garden State is going to be next. So what happens if these states don't comply is the question. Well, according to the Trump administration, they're going to pull their funding or withhold the federal funding from these states.
It was $1 billion in New Jersey. They're
really
thinking about and contemplating on pulling. Mm. Now, would you like to go in there and try to explain that to your voters and all? Well, we just wanted to do this, but we blew off all these programs because of this. I wouldn't want to be there.
Want to be a fly on that wall.
I would not want to be there.
And sleep deprivation can potentially worsen chronic inflammation. Researchers have found a link between poor sleep and immune cells that can drive inflammation associated with obesity and chronic disease. The study is published in full in the Journal of Immunology. And Chris, this doesn't surprise me at all, because something that has seemingly become increasingly common over the last, I don't know, X amount of years is studies on how poor sleep affects you and a lot of stress affects you.
Yeah, they're calling it, I'm looking at it right now, they're calling it Mange Transmania.
Kind of rolls off the tongue.
Kind of bit. So, those three states that are refusing to buy into the law, they could be in a lot of trouble, if you know what I mean.
At least financially.
Okay, listen, there's consequences to not changing the password on this device. Now I've got your attention. Eben Brown, Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
The instruction to set your own password to all devices isn't just meant to be a suggestion. It could be the first wave of home security. There are countless apartment buildings across the U.S. and even in Canada learning that lesson the hard way. The Enterphone Mesh Door Access System ships with a default password, which building managers are instructed to change to something specific or unique for their building and their residents. But researcher Eric Daigle publishes on his blog that instruction is rarely followed. Not changing this password has meant for years anyone who figured out the default could access any door with the Enterphone Mesh system. And while there is no on-screen prompt to change the password when installing the device, its manufacturer, Hirsch Secure, says setup instructions inform the customer to do so. People concerned about their door code access should ask their building staff. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 6:52 on the nose here. We'll take one final break. When we return, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will reportedly come to Washington, D.C. later this week to sign off on a deal with the U.S. Details on that deal and what him and Trump have had to say about it coming up in just a couple minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Many families in our community are one step away from homelessness, and you can help change that. Your Leadership Pensacola Class of 2025 has partnered with Family Promise of Escambia County to remodel a home for displaced families. Your cash and in-kind donation will help us complete repairs and provide furnishings that will make this a home for families in need. Learn more and donate at leapclassproject.org. That's leapclassproject.org. Together, we can make a difference.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Where the boat leads from, it takes away. I love your big problems. You got worries, you could drop them in the blue ocean. But you gotta get away to where the boat is from. Take one part sand, one part sea, and one part shade of a banana tree. And the drinks are cold and the reggae is hot. And I know this is the place for me.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Yeah, man. Absolutely. Was that Jamaican country? Is that what they...
It kind of has that sound to it. It's the Zac Brown Band.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad at all. Hey, hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. I'm sure you've probably seen the B-roll from the networks and all about that Southwest Airline flight that was coming from Nebraska to Midway Airport in Chicago and had to pull up and go around.
Yeah.
Well, air travel in America is under renewed scrutiny after that plane nearly collided with a smaller jet while coming in for a landing at Midway. Mike Tobin has more from Midway International this afternoon.
It was just before 9 a.m. Southwest Flight 2504 was inbound from Omaha, Nebraska. And just before the wheels met the tarmac, an alert pilot noticed that private jet Flexjet 560 was in the runway. According to Southwest, they executed a, quote, precautionary go-around. Passengers on the plane knew that something unplanned had happened, but really didn't understand the extent to which they had had a close call. Now, conversations with the control tower and the Flexjet show the pilot was instructed to cross runway 31 left, but stop before the big one, 31 center. The Flexjet pilot didn't understand the instructions the first time, but seemed to get it when the tower repeated. Still, he ended up in the runway.
Just past 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got those problems on Highway 90 near Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, though, there's not much going on. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be slightly cooler, maybe, than today. High of 73, low of 50.
Hey, veterans needing free benefits through the VA are available now. The Escambia County Veterans Services Office helps vets, spouses, dependents to file claims for benefits throughout that entire complex situation. Here's a number to call, 850-595-2409. You can do it online, VSO at myescambia.com, or in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex, right there just east of Town and Country Plaza. And I do want to remind folks, a prominent Florida Republican tells the country he's ready to be the state's new governor. Eben Brown has more.
Florida GOP Congressman Byron Donalds is already starting his quest to become the next governor, appearing on Hannity.
That all of the victories and the successes that Florida has been able to accomplish, we're only going to take that and build upon it. We're going to continue to be the freest state.
Donalds has lived in Florida since moving here as a teenager from Brooklyn, New York. He was previously a state legislator in Tallahassee. His announcement comes as current Governor Ron DeSantis is term limited and can't run next year. Though there is speculation Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis would seek the Republican nomination, too. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky reportedly coming to the U.S. after the two countries signed off on the framework for a minerals deal. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the deal is needed to repay the U.S. for Ukraine aid, provide critical resources for the U.S., and create an economic partnership with Ukraine. While Trump called for $500 billion in rare earth minerals, Zelensky pushed back on the figure, saying the U.S. provided Ukraine with $100 billion in aid.
There is a lot of let me just put it nicely, upset DoorDash drivers, employees, if whatever their designation is with the company. Well, get this one. Are you ready? DoorDash will pay nearly $17 million. This isn't a settlement after the food delivery platform, get this, used customer tips to subsidize the wages of its delivery workers instead of allowing them to keep the tips in addition to their guaranteed pay. No, this isn't good. DoorDash also misled customers into believing that their tips were going directly to the Dasher. Ooh. The company will pay $16.75 million in restitution that will be distributed to DoorDash workers who made deliveries between May 2017 and September 2019. How would you feel if you were a DoorDash driver getting ripped off like that?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I would feel upset as someone who, like, uses DoorDash. It's like, I gave that tip for you, and now it's not going to you?
Absolutely. Okay, don't forget, Powerball, $248 million. Going out tonight, 10 o'clock drawing. Play wisely. Good luck to you.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.